It's a magazine you don't have to feel obligated to buy from your nephew's fundraiser. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live, free on your radio. Now. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
How will we remember Dion Phaneuf here in the city? Because you guys are right. He was a workhorse on the back end. He played his 22 minutes a game. He played through, I'm sure, a lot of nagging injuries. He generally, I mean, there was one or two times where he didn't speak to the media, and he would come out the next day and explain why. He understood that that was part of wearing the C in this city. But a lot of people looked at him, and this happens to a lot of guys in a lot of sports. They look at the contract. They look at how much the player is being paid and for how long, and it changes the way they view that player. Mike, how will we view Dion Phaneuf, his tenure here in Toronto?
I think we'll view Dion Phaneuf as the captain of a Maple Leafs team that had some character issues that maybe weren't necessarily directly tied to him. As a team that was an underachieving a group of players at that time, I always think of him in front of the net. Game 7 in Boston, his inability to remove Zdeno Chara. I think that was a pretty big indictment of his play on the ice.
Who can remove Zdeno Chara,
though? Even approach him. He didn't even, approach him. I think he gave him, that 3-foot, personal space, area where he didn't even go near him. And that was that series in a nutshell. Was they were always coming up short in the biggest situations. I think this was a team that didn't respond well to adversity. And Dion was the captain. And who knows what goes on behind closed doors in that locker room. But there certainly was never the perception in this town, and perception is reality, that Dion was someone that was going to grab guys by the collar and shake them into doing things the right way.
I think, when I look back on Dion Phaneuf's tenure here, I think I'm going to look back at how he was miscast.
Yeah.
So, I think you touch on a little bit about it with the contract. I mean, whenever you carry a contract that's going to be, a $7 million, average cap hit, those are some big expectations to fill. And then I also think, there's always the debate on whether or not he was a number one defenseman. I think he's fine if he's paired with a number one defenseman. I think he can be a top pairing guy.
For sure.
But he's more likely going to be a second pairing guy in Ottawa, and that'll probably suit him well.
Well, I think, and when you talk about being miscast, the C was kind of just slapped on him very early, too, right? That seemed kind of out of nowhere, and it was, that regime trying to force it a little bit, understanding that they make this big trade with the Calgary Flames. They acquire this big name. They have the expectations. And putting the C on him, okay, maybe in theory made sense. And who else would you have put it on?
Yep. Leaders are born and not made, and they tried to make Dion Phaneuf the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Or Brian Burke certainly did.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.